Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media conciliator. Today's guest is Harrison Gross of Lucid, and today's episode is brought to you by Northeast Color, 1UP Web, and iPost, the email tool built for the franchise industry. iPost puts the power of email marketing in the hands of the franchise marketer through multi-tiered accounts that eliminate fragmentation and enable franchisees to own and control all data and content. iPost gives your brand one place to support all locations' email marketing and one place to train and onboard new franchisees. Find out more today at iPost.com. Today's guest is the founder of a company called Lucid. His name is Harrison Gross, and I got to tell you guys, he has one of the most interesting new pieces of technology that I have personally gotten in the past year. And I can't wait to learn more about him and his products and services. Harrison, welcome to Social Geek Radio.
Pleased to be here. Thanks for having me.
Before we get into what you guys are working on at Lucid, tell me a little bit of your backstory.
So my backstory is more on the creative side of things. I'm a creative writing major from Columbia University. And it's funny that kind of ended up turning into really helping develop my marketing ability, which I then used to go on and create several different brands and products over the years. My most notable thing before Lucid was I created an app with one of my Lucid co-founders, Eric, called the Tech Capital IP Search App. And it's an app that lets you search promising university technologies from around the world and sort of bookmark and index your research through these different patents. So I have a bit of experience with front-end app development as well. And that's come into play with Lucid as we're, in addition to developing e-glasses, we're also a software company developing mobile apps for wearables. So my background is definitely on the more creative side, but I have some really great tech people around me, and together we've built a really interesting startup. And I'm just really pleased to talk about it with you today because we have a very exciting new product out, Lucid Light, which just came out 2 months ago, and the rave reviews are really rolling in. So very excited to be on the program and talk about our new product, which I'm actually speaking to you from. I'm actually talking to you from my glasses right now.
Oh, that's amazing. So first, tell everybody exactly what this product is. It is officially, I guess, the category is smart eyewear. Is that right?
Mm. Yeah, I would classify it as either Bluetooth eyewear, or we like to call it e-glasses, which kind of implies sort of electronically enhanced glasses rather than a full AR smart glass, which would have a virtual display, as most people view that term. Essentially, what we've created with the Lucid Light is a Bluetooth frame, which is in the form factor and has the designer appearance of standard eyewear while having these useful Bluetooth features. So it has built-in speakers, it has a microphone, and it has these two buttons that allow you to do a number of touch controls that basically just reduces the amount that you need to pull out your phone. And it also eliminates really the need to carry a separate headphone product because you now have your headphones built into your glasses. But what's really unique about the Light is that it weighs just over an ounce. And because of the miniaturization of the technology, it really has started to look like a normal pair of glasses. So this is, we really, really believe this product is the first entry into the space that looks, feels, and is priced at the same level as normal standard non-smart eyewear, but it has all of these useful smart features. So we really think it's become like, we've really eliminated a lot of the opportunity cost that is usually associated with smart eyewear. It's either too bulky, too expensive, not useful enough, not prescription compatible. So we've eliminated all of these issues with the Light. Now what we have is a prescription ready, lightweight, comfortable e-glass that can be your go-to glasses. So that's really the breakthrough with this product is, all the other smart eyewear products out there, they're fun to wear them for an hour or two. But in terms of being your regular optical glasses that you wear to correct your vision, forget about it. They're just too bulky or they're just not right for that use case. Whereas the Light really is designed for that all-day optical wear while also offering these really useful tech features.
You know, that was the number one question I got when I shared some social media posts recently of me wearing my new pair of lights. And the number one question I got was, yeah, but I have this prescription, you know, I can't use something like that. And I was like, aha, yes, you can. Right. So, I think that's a, that's an interesting direction you guys went with having, you know, making them available to get a prescription made for them, because there's a lot of people out there like me who have really horrible eyesight. So, you mentioned the cost is very reasonable, and they're not real bulky. That was the other thing that I really noticed right away, is anything that I've ever tried on in the past was just like, okay, I can't walk around with something that weighs 9 pounds on my head all day.
Yeah.
What else sets the Lucid Light apart from some of the other players out there when you guys decided to develop this?
Well, like Mitch, the key thing is the prescription factor. We actually have a full lens lab, and we cut even progressive prescriptions, transition lenses. We have over 25 different lens types, and they are all super affordable compared to going into an optical store and getting your prescription put in. So we have the really affordable and large selection of prescriptions. That's one differentiator. Another is the price of the frame itself, as you mentioned, is $150, which is $100 less than our key competitor, which is the Bose frames. The designer styling is very nice. It weighs, models weigh between 1.2 and 1.4 ounces, which is just a shade over a regular pair of glasses. So the fit, which really comes down to the weight, really does match that of regular glasses. So that's another differentiator. A final point, is the touch controls, which after three previous models of Bluetooth eyewear, we really learned a lot about what customers wanted out of the touch interface on the glasses. And whereas most of the competing products release some kind of ambiguous touch pad, which is difficult to use and pinpoint on the side of the glasses, we have these two highly tactile buttons on the bottom of the glasses that allow you to perform a number of useful smart features, including changing the volume of the music you're listening to, bringing up Siri or Google Voice, pausing your music, and skipping tracks. So you have all these functions that you can do that you normally have to pull out your phone for.
Yeah.
But you can do them right on your glasses with just a click. And that differentiator in the touch controls is also really important, because the user feedback on these other touch control methods was really poor. So we made sure that we got in the best possible touch control method on the frame. So it was really a lot of different factors and different things that we've learned over the last 3 years of producing Bluetooth eyewear. And you know, working really closely with our beta testers and our larger community to really figure out what was needed to make smart eyewear go mainstream, which has always been really the goal of Lucid since 2017, was to create a mainstream mass market smart eyewear product, which still to this day you could argue really doesn't even exist now. Lucid Light has that potential. We don't have that deep distribution yet. I think we'll get there soon. But really that is the challenge that we've been trying to overcome, is to really create a smart eyewear product that is mass market. And it's intensely difficult for a number of reasons. One, you know, the optical reason that you have to be able to do the prescriptions. Two, eyewear is not a one size fits all or one style fits all product. So you really do need to have an expansive line. Right now we only have six different styles, but we're planning on introducing more every few months, to eventually build out a full line of, you know, 50 plus frames in different sizes and styles to accommodate everywhere. Because that's also needed. It kind of points to a key problem in the smart eyewear space that's been around, is that companies, even large companies like, you know, Google and Microsoft, they see smart eyewear as a consumer electronic product. They don't see it as glasses. So they release one black model and they call it a day.
Right.
But the reality is that with eyewear, you know, people are expecting to go, they have this experience that they're used to, where they go into a lens crafters or whatever, and they have 500 frames to pick from. And emulating that is actually a critical part of smart eyewear uptake in the market. So that's something else that we're really focusing on, is introducing more styles, more sizes to accommodate the widest possible range of users. So that's something else that I think is the key differentiator.
Yeah, I could see that with, you know, some other, like Google Glass and things like that in the past, where, you know, geeks like me would be fine to wear it, but about 90% of the population out there doesn't want to wear something that just makes them look like you know, some Uber nerd with the latest tech. They actually want their frames to look good. You know, the other thing I was just thinking about when you were talking about having controls on the actual frames, I've noticed this already with AirPods or any other sort of wireless headphones that I've used. I find myself reaching into my pocket every 2 minutes to adjust something, right? And it's almost to the point where it's worthless to have this wireless thing because I'm constantly, you know, reaching for the phone to adjust volume and that kind of thing too. So that's an interesting point about the controls, like right there on the arms. It's kind of, it's just easy to change. You don't have to go digging for your phone or something like that. So
yeah,
that's very cool.
Absolutely. You can even enable passive Hey Siri or OK Google, and you can have that just always on with the glasses. So you don't even have to use the touch controls to use Siri or Google.
Nice.
Google Voice. So it's really convenient if you're the kind of person that likes to interact with voice assistants a lot.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, you're not used to using them yet because you don't have a good avenue to use them. You know, this really opens up that technology by being wearable and making it just so much easier to access those voice assistants.
Northeast Color is offering franchise systems help with social distancing floor decals, signs and window decals, suspended partitions for the front desk or workout stations, parking lot signage, hand sanitizer pedestals, and signage, all fully branded and customized for your franchisees. Learn more now at northeastcolor.com. Harrison, I wanted to ask you about Lucid itself. You mentioned that you guys are also developing software and you've got some apps for some other things that you're doing. Give us a little bit of an overview of the company and some of the other things that you're getting into.
Yeah, so the company is focused on smart eyewear. That's our sort of our number one thing. But we are also developing software. So with this Verb, we're developing an app called Verb, which is basically a voice-based social media app, which is designed to enhance our glasses with additional social functionality, although it will also have its own interface that you could use on your phone or tablet. And basically, it's just trying to encourage vocal communication between people because so much of our communication online has been condensed into just text and images.
Yeah,
and you know, Zoom in a way has been a big resurgence of the human voice. So we think that you know that's really a good sign for us. But basically, yeah, Verb is just supposed to be this. It's a fun new platform where you can record voice posts from your glasses, and you can hear new posts that are coming in on your glasses as well. And ideally, we're also working on some API integrations so that you could, let's say, post to Facebook or Twitter through the glasses. Using our Verb as kind of a bridge to then take that voice content and then either post it as a video on Facebook or post it as a sort of textual transcription of what you said. So basically trying to enhance wearables with social functionality, because that in our view, that was a key thing missing from the glasses was that social aspect. So it's great for music or just intaking content, but how about having two-way conversations with people? How about, you know, basically being able to create a voice blog or a podcast from your glasses very easily. So that, you know, that was something that we really thought we would greatly enhance the functionality of the glasses. And we expect to have this app out, the beta version in July. And what's really cool about this is also we have a little bit of a blockchain background too. And we're actually planning on making this app a fully tokenized social experience where you actually accrue and spend tokens as you're using the app to, let's say, buy feature upgrades or ads and things like that. So what we can do is we have the system that automatically rewards these feature tokens to people that produce high quality content on the platform. And then they can then spend those tokens to increase their influence on the platform or to other feature enhancements and basic upgrades and things like that. So it's actually a pretty interesting app in that it has a few different aspects to it. It does have this sort of token economy in it, but it's also designed to enhance wearables with the ability to produce and hear voice content without pulling out your phone. So that's essentially what we're doing on the software side. That's the key app. We have another utility patent that was just granted on another app called Link, which is designed really more for the future when we're going to have, let's say, 5, 10, 20 connected devices in that IoT future where everything's going to be a smart device that's connected. So how do you manage all of those connections? So that's like another app that we're working on for a little bit more down the line when we think wearables will become ubiquitous. And you'll need some sort of control panel to control not only your connections, but also the flow of information between your different connected devices. So like, let's say you have your watch and your glasses connected to your phone. So like, which device do you want the audio output to come out on? Which device do you want the audio input to go into? You know, and you know, where do you want your visual output to be displayed for this particular app? So that's another piece of software that we're working on a little bit more long-term. But Verb is going to come out this year. And we think if Clubhouse is any indication, there is a need for this new methods of vocal communication. There is a need for that with everyone so disconnected physically these days. So we think Verb is going to be a really interesting way for people to just basically share their voice online. And we're going to have sort of a radio style feature where you can go on air and do like a live voice broadcast. And you can have people call in and do like a little sort of a radio show kind of thing on the app. So that's one really cool aspect of it. But the key is, yeah, really just enabling additional easy methods of voice communication with a focus on using wearables to do so. So that's basically the focus of our app. But again, it's all about enhancing the glasses because that is our core business. And that's what we really see as the future of Lucid is being a key player in driving the mainstream adoption of smart eyewear.
Well, keep us posted on Verb and when it's ready to roll out, because I have to tell you, the rise of the audio brand again, I think is to me the most exciting thing that's happening anywhere in social media or technology right now. Mm-hmm. I think if anything over the past 12 months and COVID and lockdown and everything like that, if we learned anything is that we're tired of Zoom video calls, we're tired of screen time, we're tired of looking at each other. We really want to talk to people. So I think that's really exciting. Is that one of the reasons why you guys are sort of getting further and further into audio due to some of the changes over the past year? Or are there other reasons that you're really sort of focused on why you do what you do?
Mm-hmm. Well, the inception, I started working on Verb about a year ago. And the driving factor was twofold. It was one, we wanted to add social features to the glasses. This was the easiest way to do that. Mm-hmm. And two was like, I really noticed there was this void, you know, I'm an audiophile. Like, you know, I listen to music all day, collect records, listen to podcasts all the time. I was just like, there has to be, a way to bring that content back, this void that was left by radio, right? There's this huge void left by radio.
Yeah.
You know, AM and FM and, podcasts too, in a way have been supplanted by, you know, YouTube. And Zoom calls. And, you know, I just wanted to bring back the human voice because that is just something that I feel like is really missing from the online era. And it ended up being totally right, you know, because when we saw with the release of Clubhouse, you know, this is just chat, vocal chat rooms. That's all it is. Verb is much more complicated, yeah. A lot more features than that. But just this vocal chat room platform did so well. And it really showed that people just want to be able to talk to each other easily, and they want to be able to have conferences and seminars. And this is like another thing that has completely gone away because of COVID is the trade shows. So you had this major aspect of networking that was so old school and so entrenched in the way that people did business around the country and around the world. And now that has completely evaporated. So that's another void that needs to be filled, this conference void, right? And not just big conferences with, you know, thousands of attendees, but, you know, normal small business conferences of two businesses meeting together in a room.
Yeah.
You know, all those things have become so fragmented and disparate because of COVID. But even thinking just from my own perspective is like, I used to write a lot of poetry and short stories, and I never had a great medium to get that out there in the vocal format. And I was like, you know, Twitter is so cool because it just lets people do these little quips of text. They don't have to overthink it, and they can do six of them a day. I'm like, why aren't they doing that with their voice, where it's just easier? It's just easier to do it, and it's more personal, and the information is so much more valuable because it's loaded with all these nuances of human language that you lose when you type something. So I just wanted to make all of that sort of possible and accessible through the glasses. So that's where it kind of comes together, where it's like you have this combined ecosystem of the smart frames and the software that goes with it to bring it into that full fruition of functionality.
Very cool. Harrison, before we go today, if any of our listeners would like to check out the Lucid Light product or any of your apps or anything else that Lucid is working on, where can we send those folks?
I would just recommend going to our website, lucyd.co, and we actually let everyone try our glasses risk-free for 7 days, so you can try them out, and if you don't like them, they're not for you, we take them back, no questions asked. So it's just a great place to start and see if our smart eyewear is right for you. And I highly encourage everyone to try it. The reviews have been amazing. I've been wearing my prescription blue light pair for days now, all day, and they just feel great. And hey, you can even do a podcast interview on them.
I think this is our first podcast with anyone using smart eyewear on their end. So here we go. Another first.
Yeah. I hope it sounds okay.
No, it sounds really good. I think that's the amazing part of this is, we have guests that come on with, a $1,000 microphone and a $500 pair of headphones, and they don't really sound that great. So kudos on the audio quality here. Harrison, thanks great. So much for joining, and we look forward to catching up with you again real soon down the road. Before we go, a resource I'm recommending that all marketers, especially those working with franchise brands, check out is oneupweb.com/franchise. Lots of free franchise marketing resources here, like an SEO audit template, a guide to Google local listings for franchise businesses, and more. My favorite is OneUpWeb's new Franchise Marketing Playbook. It's a guide for franchisors to support their marketing efforts at all levels of a system. It has specific tips for working with franchisees, and it includes some post-COVID data and insights. OneUpWeb is an enterprise digital marketing agency and AOR for many great franchises with over 20 years of digital marketing experience. Learn more at oneupweb.com/franchise. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.